Mills from deep, and he answers with a three.
That's a huge response from Patty Mills. They run the baseline.
McKay hands it off to Dellavedova. Dellavedova has to put it up, and we've got double overtime.
Oh, good
move. Mills goes baseline. And with his Utah Jazz teammate trying to get it by Nilekina, gets it to Mills. Great play. Right at the end of the shot clock. Down to five, Mills. It's go time. He gets inside. What a finish from Patty Mills.
Yeah, NBA Australia. Hey, gang, that's right, it's NBA Australia. It is Monday, September 16th, a sad Monday for all Australia. Really, really is, isn't it? I am your host, James Clements. I am a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junk, Red Bull Mag. And whoever else wants to sling me some of that sweet, sweet green, that's that folding stuff, that walking around money. And I'm here. Larry Arm Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA offseason today. Breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of basketball, NBA, World Cup action for you while wrapping Australia just a little bit, more than a little bit. That's what we do. All right, so, gee, did much happen on the weekend? Fuck! Yep, today's show is going to wrap up what's been a tumultuous FIBA World Cup knockout stage for the Boomers coming in fourth. And all of us having broken hearts and, you know, the team having broken hearts, everyone being shattered. Bit of a shit show. This show threatens to just be me screaming incoherently into the void for the next 40 minutes. So, I don't know. What do you say? You going to stick with me? All right, we're going to wrap the two overtime game against eventual world champs España and our epic collapse against the Français. With all the usual stuff, that means the NBA Stereo Proof Performance of the Night, Spud of the Night, Better than Lonzo Ball, Dickhead of the Weekend, and more. We've also got Yeah Nah, an Extendo, nice Yeah Nah, the Unpopular Opinion of the Day, and our Back Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame-grilled take. We're going to close out with a bit of a Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board and a brand new daily review straight from China. So, let's get to it. It's NBA Australia episode 329. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Wow. You better, or you better watch out for the attack of the flopping frog, Nando Del Floppo, Evan Fournier, Jesus Christ. I mean, if it wasn't the Spanish and Rubio, we then turn around and have to play fucking France. Anyway, look, I'm not going to get too heated. Ah, yes I am, yes, the World Cup is all over. And your world champions as mentioned at the top, Spain, that's right, they beat Argentina, absolutely fucking walloped them in the end, 95-75. But of course, the big news for Australia was going up against France for the second time. The second time. We shit the bed, up 15, we give up the ghost, it's all over. Absolutely brutal. So, Friday night's game, Spain, 95, Boomers, 88, double overtime, an amazing game, back and forth, the pub was packed, everyone was losing their mind, it was great to see. There was the Geelong West Coast game about to tip off, but everyone's on board with the fucking Boomers. And of course, we couldn't quite get the job done, just ran out of gas in that second overtime, and Spain ran away with it. Had a chance to clinch it right there at the end of regulation, Patty. It was amazing. 34 points in that. Missed a free throw at the very end, though. Did all the hard yards. Couldn't quite close it out right at the very, very pointy end. Man, Patty, 34 points. He was insane. He had 7 turnovers as well, but still was absolutely incredible. 8 of 11 from the free throw line. One more of those, and it would have been amazing. Dele also missed a pretty brutal off-balance push shot at the very end of the first overtime as well. Second overtime, off we go. Nick Kay was incredible, 16 and 11 for him. But Marc Gasol wailed on us to the tune of 33 points. And we had no answers. Nada. Zip. Zucharuni. Yeesh. I mean, that fucking sucked. It really did, right? It really, really did. But you're like, all right, look, fuck it. We lost to Spain. It took them two overtimes. That's how tough we are. It's all right. We're going to play France. We just beat them. We're going to play them in the bronze medal game. Let's do this fucking thing. I don't know, man. But after that Spain game, I was ready to just burn down every tapas joint within fucking spinning distance. Love Barcelona, but fucking hell. Pretty brutal. Anyway, it was tough. You know? What did I write? I love Sangria. I love Paella. I love Gaudi. I love Estrella. I love For Whom the Bell Tolls. I once got shit-faced in Barcelona. I had one of the best nights ever. I think Rafa Nadal's the second best tennis player ever. Behind Aussie Pat Rafter. I can tolerate David Silva, but also fuck Spain. Yes. Some good cheating, though. Ricky Rubio. Pretty tough to bounce back from a broken throat after someone touches you on the shoulder, isn't it, Ricky? Ricky Tiki fucking Tata. Anyway, but then the big one. The big one. The bronze medal game against Air France. And yeah. We fucked it. Oh, we fucked it. Boy, how did we fuck it? 67 France, 59 Australia. After keeping Air France to 21 points in the first fucking half. Give up 46 in the second. And only score 29 ourselves. Absolutely atrocious. Showing by the flopping French, the refs, and look, Australia really fucked it. Just completely ran out of gas. I think I wrote, there was a collective shitting of pants not seen since season 2 of American Vandal, or the last time Richmond played in a prelim. That was last year against Collingwood. That was some good stuff. Look, right off the bat, as I said, eat a fat one, you beret-wearing, Moulin Rouge-dancing, Louvre-having, baguette-munching, wine-swilling, cheese-eating, surrender-monkey-flopping French bastards from all of Australia. That said, we fucked it. Come on, man. It was 42-28 when White Curry, Chris Goulding got that bullshit unsportsmanlike foul. 4 minutes, 55 left in the third. We're up 14 at that point. The Frogs from that point on went a 39-17 fucking run. Absolutely bananas. And look, for everyone out there going, oh, but Goulding deserved that call. He stopped running. He kind of just like put himself in front of the French player and got called for a fucking unsportsmanlike. Meanwhile, Patty's getting fucking KO'd on literally every screen he runs around. Jingles is copping fucking cuts to the arm that are deeper than the river fucking torrents. It's like, what the fuck? Come on, man. Refs, just call it both fucking ways and we're all good. There was a stretch there in the third quarter where we'd bring the fucking ball up and it was a foul on Australia. Jingles literally just went, get the fuck out of it. And, oh, foul. Every fucking time. But still, look. I'm not going to complain about the refs because 39-17 run isn't because of the fucking refs. Our offense went into the absolute shit of that Patterson Andre Lemanis. Day 3 of a music festival porta potty offense in a surprise twist went into the shitter. Like you're following a big dude named Barry and he's like, oh fuck, I don't want to go into this, but there's a line for every other porta potty and he's like, I gotta, oh fuck. You gotta grin and bear it at that point. the defense, Jesus. From that point on, it was just like chickens running around with their fucking heads cut off. Abisi just kept getting fucking open out of nowhere. The dude couldn't hit the side of a fucking barn before then. Then suddenly he's wide open on the wings, drilling threes one after the fucking other. Ugh. And as I wrote, Lemanis looked like the overmatched coach of the Wangaratta mixed under 14s. Holy shit. Yeah, that was not great. And look, this was the big point, I think. We can yell and kick up a fuss about coaching, and I will, don't worry about that. But how stunning lack of composure over that last 15 minutes of just not being able to run an offensive play to get an easy look, a good look, a clean look. Everything was just done with like a sense of panic. Everything was done like they were down 7 and not up fucking 4. I mean, this is meant to be our golden generation, sans, you know, Ben Simmons, Jonah Bolden and co. This has been a team that's been on this run for ages. And this is what happens. We blow a 15 fucking point lead in the last 15 minutes of a bronze medal game. Not only do we blow it, we end up losing by 8. Ugh. I think I wrote this as well. We needed to slow down and just run good offensive possessions. Instead, we'd fucking turn it over, commit a foul, or force up a shot on a horrible look, a Dally ISO, a fucking Bogut hook shot from the top of the key. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah, 19 turnovers on 13 assists as well is a, as I wrote, that tells a worse story than Mark Robinson's internet history. The ball just stopped moving with the crispness and the cleanness that we sort of got used to. And as soon as Dally's shot wasn't going down, Jingle's shot wasn't going down, Patty's shot wasn't going down in the second half, it was O-V-E. Ah! And even Chris Goulding, I mean, he's out there, tries to get going, doesn't. And Lamanis is just sort of sitting there going, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, you've got Cam fucking Glidden on the team for some fucking reason, you asshole, don't you? Throw him out there, see what sticks. Jesus, instead, it's like, oh, we just better run some more Dally ISOs. What the fuck? All we needed to do in this game, up 15, halfway through the third quarter. You've got 15 minutes left of a basketball game. You literally just need to grind out every single possession defensively and then do the same thing on offense. Use the clock, get good, clean looks, not crap the bed, and we win the fucking game. But no, we panicked and it was brutal. Hats off, berets off to the French. They took advantage of it. But yeah, Patty Thrills, Jingles just ran out of gas. King Dally just not... Look, dude was dealing with cramps the game before, barely played in the second half of the NBA season last year. He's just rounding into game shape, and Lamanis is out there rolling him out there for 32 minutes. We couldn't get 5 or 6 minutes worth of Nathan Sobey? Fuck. I mean, Jesus. Anyway, Nick Kay was good again. I'm going to talk about him in a bit. But man, just these slow starts. We didn't score for the opening 2.25 minutes of the fourth fucking quarter. We get one defensive stop instead of giving up threes left, right, and center and hit one shot in that time, we probably win this fucking game. But no, we let Obiti just get free again and again and again and again and again. Anyway, all right. So, do you want me to go off on Lamanis right now or should I do some awards? All right. Look. Yeah, let's just fucking go into the Lamanis stuff, shall we? I mean, come the fuck on. Everyone's like, oh, he wasn't out there playing, bro. He wasn't out there playing. It's not his fault. Coaches aren't playing. Yeah, but Bangers played 13 minutes. He then said after the game, oh, yeah, he's dealing with a groin strain. Right. No padding in the third quarter when the fucking team were falling apart. Calls one timeout, then calls another one later. And by that time, the entire momentum had fucking changed. The time there was earlier to go, all right, Patty, in you go. Sorry. Only played the Creek Freak 6 minutes. He kept getting fouls, but at the same time, his D on Fournier was fucking great. I counted 0 plays from stoppages that actually worked, which is great. And I think this got pointed out time and time again. It never really seems like Lamanis has got a plan B for anything, and a lot of the time his plan A seems literally just going, hey Joe Bogey, what do you reckon we should do? The lack of shooting on this roster finally fucking bitten in the ass pretty hard as well. As soon as Dally stopped hitting shots from outside, it was like Goulding, Thrills, Jingles didn't want to shoot from outside. He was really hesitant and that fucking sucked. But yeah, Lamanis is basically every decision movie made after halftime in this game was just a shit show, and that sucked. So, I don't know, man. I don't know why you have Dave Barlow on the squad as opposed to someone I don't know, Dangadel, Brock Bonham, surely you could have thrown them in at some point and just like they would have maybe impacted the game a little bit instead of just Dave Barlow's incessant cheering. Just saying. But look, we lose. We come fourth. That's fine. You know, sure. Great. Lemanis is now 0-4. 0-4 when we've had a chance to medal. Again, just fucking saying. Medal clinching games, 0-4. Yeah, this will get brought up a little bit later. But anyway, as I said, I think in my big write-up as well, look, incredibly proud of this Boomers run. It was fucking great. It was really fun. Paddy Thrills, the Creek Freak, King Dally, Jingles, Bangers, Bogey, Rock'em, Sock'em, Block'em, Drock'em, Landale, my new best mate, Nick K, White Curry, Chris Goulding, Sorbs, Glidden, and Dave, Big Dave Barlow. Can't imagine how bad they feel after the way that this all ended. The reffing controversies in the Spain game, I mean, fucking hell. Some of the calls were just some of the most bogus fucking pieces of bullshit you'll ever see. Fournier, you got a couple of bullshit phantom calls in this one as well, but look. Not going to blame the refs. Look, they played their hearts out all World Cup. They did us and themselves more than proud. Immense pride in everything. But Straya, we've got to get over this whole fucking shrinking violet. Oh, we've proven that we can take it to everybody at the national, international level. Yeah, no shit. Fuck. We know that. We've known that for fucking years. We should be expecting better. All right. Let's get to an NBA Straya approved performance of the tournament.
That's a knife,
Patrick, Sammy, James, Thrills, Mills, the Prime Minister, Overlord, Supreme Baller of Australia. Paddy was remarkable all World Cup. 34 points against Spain, no joke. The way he started against France was incredible. He and Jingles looked like they were going to carry us to this bronze, but it just didn't quite happen. But he was absolutely a fucking amazing, was Paddy Thrills Mills. Loved every second of this tournament for him. Only 15 points against France, 6 of 12 shooting. He looked a little bit hurt as well down the stretch, not coming off those screens as quickly. He was kind of just spotting up in corners here and there on the odd occasion. It got pointed out a couple of times, actually, that Thrills' off-ball game really sort of just dropped off against France in the second half of that game. So, he was amazing. He averages 22.8 points for the entire tournament. He was incredible on 49.6% shooting. Amazing stuff. 4 assists a game. 1 steal a game. He was just fucking everywhere, doing everything for us. He's easily the Australian MVP, and could have very easily have been the MVP of the World Cup. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit, but Jesus. On your Paddy, you're incredible. Way to go, baller. Honorable mention goes to Nick K. Oh, fuck. What's that? Is that the sound of me eating a shit ton of fucking crow? Yeah, that's me eating a fucking crow. Nick K was incredible, especially those last two games. Look, one of my favorite things about basketball and what I yell about when you're watching games in person is teams who win always have someone who can just get junk buckets, make something out of nothing. A possession's broken down, your go-to scorer is sort of thrown it up, and then suddenly they've come up with an offensive rebound and like a little put back, or just they've kept the possession alive. And Nick K does a shit ton of that. They're the basketball janitors. I love it. They're cleaning up guys. The Thad Young, Sean Livingston, Horace Grant, Robert Horry, the Rondae Hollis Jefferson, the Channing Frye types of dude. That's what Nick K was doing for us, and he was amazing. But MVP, look, Patrick, Sammy, James, Thrills, Mills, what a tournament. Should have been the MVP of the entire fucking thing. And if we had won bronze, you get a sneaky suspicion that he would have. But those fucking anti-Australian biased fucking pricks shafted him out of the MVP and the All-Star 5. Brutal. Anyway, what about Old Mate No Mates?
Old Mate No Mates.
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 Who's got No Mates today? Boo! Booget. Woo! That's right. How good was the Booget? The cheering for Booget every time he touched the ball in China was just inspiring. Loved it. That was just absolutely immense. The way he got a bunch of junk buckets as well, Bogey played his fucking heart out. But yeah, definitely still old mate, no mates in China, hey? Look, if nothing else, I really admire the Chinese commitment to booing Bogut every time he got near the fucking ball. That was pretty good. Like, a lot of the times you just sort of run out of gas when it comes to that shit. Go, look, I've made my point. Who fucking cares? No, not the Chinese. They're just like, nah, fuck you, Bogey. And Bogey's like, this is great, mate. The way he fed off it, that was really cool. Thing of beauty. Not something you'd usually say about Andy Bogut, but there you go. He was awesome. Loved it. Loved the entire interaction with him and the Chinese fans. That was awesome. Great stuff all around, team. Loved it. Great stuff. All right. Are there any other old mate no mates? Look, Paddy felt very old mate no mates for a lot of these runs. But, I mean, the way he showed up against Spain and just absolutely crushed it. 34 points, 11 to 25 shooting. Almost led us to victory there. And again, him not being able to really get it going against France was just, yeah. We could have really used somebody else to step up at that exact moment in time, but him and Jingles, just not enough in the tank, I think, at that point. Playing a lot of basketball in a very short amount of time, I'll say that. There was a great stat about how much we played our main dudes, and it was roughly like 6 minutes more per game than like France and Spain did. So, yeah. Great call, Lamanis, by bringing Cam Glidden, Sobey, and Dave Barlow and not playing them at all. So, yeah. Couldn't have used fresh legs down the stretch or anything. Anyway, what about Spud of the Night?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night. Ah, it hurts my heart. But King Dally, yep. King Dally, it hurts my heart. He gave his all. He's hitting the ground. Left, right, and center. He's busting his hump. The King of Maribyrnong, the King of Canada. Unfortunately, over the last two games, King Dally did go 2 of 9 in each of those games. So 4 of 18 total. 2 of 10 from downtown in that stretch as well. This is to go with the Czech game where he went 3 of 15. So, yeah, not a great run. In fact, sort of taking out his amazing first game against Canada, where he dropped that lazy 24 points on 9 of 13 shooting, Dally didn't hit more than 3 shots in a game the rest of the way, and it was tough, tough sledding, obviously, especially considering I love the guy and hold him in such high risk. High esteem. His D was absolutely immense a lot of the time as well, though. He did also have a combined 7 turnovers in the last 2 games too, though. So, pretty tough. If he had have hit that shot at the end of regulation, at the end of the first overtime against Spain, I would have been getting statues built of Delhi and Ballarat, Maribyrnong, the entire Western Districts of Victoria, if not all of Australia. But as it stands, it didn't go, the shot wasn't there, and it really was really, really tough to watch. Still, I love him. He's amazing. He's one of my favorite players ever. But yeah, King Dally, bit of a rough couple of games there for him. Panting of the evening, panting of the weekend, this has to go too. Nando DeFloppo, fuck off with you and your peri-peri chicken DiColo, because the Creek Freak just went out there and fucking erased you off the backboard. That was fucking amazing. Creek Freak also, I reckon, tweaked his leg there when he came down after the amazing block. The problem was Creek Freak missed both those free throws. It's those sort of moments where you go, look, the Creek Freak then got back and got those 2 points back off France. Stopped the layup. Amazing stuff. An incredible show of athleticism. And it was really, really fucking cool. The problem was also that this was like the third or fourth time that France had managed to get back and almost have a fucking layup off a missed fucking free throw. How do we not have somebody back on fucking defense quick enough to stop a fucking run out off a missed fucking free throw, Australia? Jesus! Yeah, if you want to know what that fucking noise was, it was me yelling at the telly last night. Christ. Yeah. Anyway. But also, look, panting the night. Lemanis just got pantsed in that second half by the French. And so did Australia, really, as well. Look, a quick little extra mention for Spud of the last two games. Chris Goulding, I love him as well, but he went 1 of 10 across the two games in his 14 and 17 minutes against España and Francais. 1 of 8 from downtown. And, yeah, look, Goulding, he's on a short leash. We get that. When he's on, he's on. When he's not, he's definitely not. And he wasn't. But this is why you throw Glidden or someone in there. Jesus. Yeah. Anyway. Also, fuck Nando De Floppo. Jesus. Fucking French-looking Clay Thompson doused in red wine, motherfucker. Anyway, Lonzo Ball. Better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
We're coming for everybody. As long as it's your younger brother. Because better than Lonzo Ball today is LaMelo Ball. Whoa, what? That's right. LaMelo, 21 points. He dropped for the Illawarra Hawks against the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. 21 points, 7 of 11 shooting in 25 minutes. Also had 3 steals and 3 rebounds and then fouled out. Nice. But yeah, there you go. I'm not entirely convinced that Lonzo's ever shot 7 of 11 from the field. So good job, LaMelo. Already better than your older, uglier brother. Also, this goes to Rock'em, Sock'em, Block'em, Jock'em, Landale. An amazing, interesting, fascinating tournament for Rock'em, Sock'em, Block'em, Jock'em. Landale, the 23-year-old Geelong grammar boy. Look, inconsistent. He's young. But showed some flashes, and against France in the 13 minutes he played, he went 2 of 2 from the floor. Nice dunk there. Nice little putback. 3 rebounds. It's almost like you could have used him a little bit more here and there. But look, the inconsistency is understandable. He's 23, he's young. It's his first major, major tournament. Good on him. He did also score 50 points total for the entire World Cup. And look, that's 50 more than Lonzo's ever scored in a World Cup. So, and I've pointed this out before, I'm no math scientist, but 50 seems like it's more than zero. So, Rock'em, Sock'em, Block'em, Jock'em, Landale, better than Lonzo Ball. And finally, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Week!
Whoever fucking voted for the FIBA All-Star 5, what the utter bug fucker you assholes on Rubio for MVP, but making the All-Star 5 over Patty Thrills? Get the fuck out of here. Rubio, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Evan Fournier, Marc Gasol, and Scola. If you think that all five of them are better and had a better tournament than Patty Thrills Mills, you're fucking high and you're in FIBA's pocket. So much anti-Australian bias. What the fuck else could Patty Thrills Mills have done? He took the team that was the 11th ranked favorite going into this tournament, got them to the fourth spot. Bogdan Bogdanovic led the gold medal favorites to a fucking fifth place finish and averaged the same amount of points as Patty Thrills. Scola, just because he looks like Adam Carolla, I think, got on here. Ruby, I don't know who balls he fucking tickled, but it was some bullshit. And look, Fournier's scoring was pretty bloody handy, but at the same time, he was absolute fucking dog balls rubbish against Australia. So, I don't know. Averaging only 19.8 points did Fournier. Shot 42%. Give me Patty Thrills Mills, mate. 23 and on 50% shooting. And with actual assists. As opposed to old fucking Fournier over there. Jesus. Anyway, absolute bleeding outrage. So much anti-Australian bias. FIBA, blow it out your ass. Yeah, nah, after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. Oh, I feel like I've done a lot of yelling. Oh, and look, thanks to all the kind words after Friday's very brief and very scattered show, my dad, old man Straya, is still in hospital. He's looking at having his bypass surgery this week, Thursday, I think. So the poor old boy is fucking bored out of his mind in the hospital. I've hooked him up with our Stan account. But still, a bit bored, just sitting around going, how's my ticker? Looking like a triple or quadruple fucking bypass. So if you're into those sorts of things, prayers up for old man Straya, would you? Old boy's going to need it. Hopefully he'll be fine. He's a tough old nugget, the old bastard. But anyway, still a bit worried, still a bit scattered. So yeah, look, this week has been a bit fucking up and down and weird and sort of sketchy. And, you know, we've got this squid hanging out. My mum's staying with us while, you know, looking after dad in the hospital. And it's all pretty wild down here at NBA Australia Studios. But hopefully we'll pull through. She'll be all right. In the meantime, let's do some more yelling about basketball. All right. Yeah, nah. Take a bunch of NBA storylines, World Cup storylines here. Decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's pretty well do it. All right, hey, should we have won that France game? Yeah, nah, yes! 100% we should have from 15 points up halfway through the third fucking quarter. You don't lose that game. Ugh, should that have even mattered? No, because should we have won that Spain game? Yeah, nah, yes! Fuck! That was brutal. Again, blowing double-digit fucking leads in basic medal games. What the fuck are we doing? Absolutely shocking. I mean, god damn. Yeah, so look, to go back over the Spain game as well, it really is just like these little moments where a bunch of Delhi missed shots in the second OT against Spain. Delhi missing that sort of, the dumb foul being at the very end of OT as well. Yeah, this is one thing I forgot to yell about as well. Fucking Marc Gasol getting an absolute bullshit fucking, you know, foul call against him. Going for him rather, against Delhi while they're fighting in the fucking post. Come on, man. Gasol had fucking Delhi in a headlock. That ties it up. 4 seconds left. That leads to the Delhi missed, you know, off-balance floater and stuff. And, yeah, you get that on the big jobs. But Jesus Christ. Still, it probably shouldn't have gotten to the first overtime, let alone the fucking second one now, should it? Because we were still leading in the fucking last minute of regulation. Gasol hits free throws again after that goddamn Bogut foul. Patty Mills goes back up the other end, draws the foul, only hits one of them, misses a second, 71 all, tied, goes into the fucking first overtime, kills me. But yeah, look, we were still up and absolutely smoking it in the fourth quarter. What the shit, man? What the shit? Apparently no lead is safe. Not when you're coached by Andre fucking Lamanis. Yeah, we were still up 10. With 2 minutes left in the third fucking quarter against Spain. Jesus. So we should have won both of them. We didn't. That sucks. All right. Next year, nah. Should we blame Patty Thrills Mills a little bit more for that missed free throw versus Spain? Yeah, nah. It hurts, but yeah. But it only hurts and it's only yeah because he was so fucking good all tournament and literally was our only scoring option for like 85% of the World Cup. I think we've all forgiven Patty for the missed free throw, and that's not the reason we lost, but, it would have been a lot harder to lose if he had have hit it, you know? Shit, if he hits both, man, just imagine what sort of different story we're talking about right now. Yeah, rough as guts. So we can complain about Patty missing that free throw, but you can't also blame the guy because he was literally the reason we were in the fucking game in the first place, so... Tricky, tricky stuff. I reckon Bangers Baines was hurt. Yeah, nah, yeah, he's got to have been. And Lamanis did come out after the game and say that he was dealing with a groin strain. 13 minutes in a closeout game. To be fair, Bangers is fucking lugging around a giant rig. So I'm not surprised he had a groin strain, you know? Just makes sense. You try lugging around a fucking giant log like that. Next up is my faith. My faith in King Daly's shaken. Yeah, nah. I mentioned it earlier. Look, he barely played in the second half of last NBA season, so you could see his wheels falling off in fucking real time, right? It's like one of those F1 cars that's fanging along, and then suddenly, boom, and you're like, oh, shit. And that leads to 2 of 9 shooting. But, I mean, that's all also really on Lamanis playing in fucking 32 minutes after he had to come out of the Spain game with cramps and, like, was questionable against fucking France. I still argue that we could have probably thrown Nathan Sobey out there just for a little bit longer, you know? Or at least some minutes. 4 minutes, maybe? Give Dele a bit of a breather. Like, the drop-off in D from Sobey, well, from Dele to Sobey, when you've got a tired Dele and you've got a tired Patty Mills, maybe just throw some fucking fresh legs out there and just change shit up a little bit. But no, apparently not. It's not the coach's fault. What else? Look, I'm always going to believe in King Dele. He's an NBA champion. Gives his all. He was hitting the ground. He's fighting everybody. It was fucking great. I love him. So, after all that, did Spain deserve to win the World Cup? Yeah, nah. Yeah, look, they squeaked by us, but then absolutely fucking smoked Argentina last night, so good on them. But also, are they and France still flopping, cheating fucks? Yeah. Fuck yes. Ah, if you want to get Australia fucking riled up, play France, Italy, or fucking Spain in a game where they're able to flop and somehow convince these fucking refs who know that they're a bunch of flopping fucks, still fucking fall for it. I just don't understand. Ah. This is the bit of the show where I just scream, fuck, for a long time. Jesus. All right, the big question though, should the Boomers fire Andre Lemanis? Yeah, nah. For all the shit I've given him, yeah, fuck yes. Look, you think this Boomers group is now, after all this, going, oh yeah, he's our guy, 100%. After this shit show? No fucking chance. Look, just put Will Weaver and Lucien Longley in charge. Away we go, take him through to Tokyo. You know that the players are going to respond to Weaver and to Longley. And if you think they've got any fucking faith in Lemanis's, you know, vague, plaintive appeals to them maybe doing something where it's like actually Jingles doing stuff in the fucking timeouts. Like, come on, man. I've got a bunch of beachside property in New Mexico to sell you, right? I mean, never put in Glidden when Goulding was struggling. Why take him at all? Same for Sobey and Dele. Just shits the bed, man. Timed his timeouts horribly. Used them to do fucking nothing anyway. Absolutely brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. All right. Look. Some other good stories out there. Olgan's written some really good stuff, but there was a mention about maybe not using Ben Simmons as our point guard if he does decide to play with us for Tokyo 2020. Does that make sense? Yeah, nah. I still feel like Ben Simmons, you know, a passing savant who's super athletic should maybe be our point guard. Just saying. Come on, man. You roll Simmons out there with Rowdy Ryan Brockoff, Patty Thrills Mills, Aaron Bangers, Baines, and Jingles. That's Simo and 4 shooters. It's fucking beautiful. Steamroll to the gold. Anyway. Love Olgan. Not entirely convinced about this line of thinking, though. There was actually an interesting little nugget in Olgan's piece as well about Jonah Bolden. The personal reasons thing basically being bullshit and then him going home because of his minutes. So, yeah, if you really think Andre Lemanis shouldn't be fucking shit-canned and fired straight away, if you want NBA players to play for Australia, maybe get rid of that fuckknuckle who doesn't have a good relationship with Ben Simmons, Jonah Bolden at all. Ben Simmons looked at this fucking thing, went, Andre Lemanis? Yeah, nah, I'm good. Jonah Bolden played, what, 1 game? Was like, yeah, fucking, no, 2 games. Fuck that, see ya. He was about to play the USA in front of fucking 104,000 people, 110,000 people. And he's like, nah, I'm good. This guy's a dick. All right, a couple more. That we made the bronze medal game of the World Cup without Ben Simmons, Jonah Bolden, Thon McCur, Kung Fu Thon, Dante Sexum, and Ryan Rowdy Brokoff. Does that mean we're definitely winning gold at the Olympics? Yeah, nah. Yeah. And a bit of personal stuff. Hey, Jimmy, are you still going to a Wildcats game in a Nick Kay jersey like you promised if we medaled? Yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck it. I bought the jersey anyway. I'm going to a game in it against the Wildcats for sure. Whether it be the Phoenix United over here, I'm also going to try my utter fucking hardest to get to a Wildcats game over in Perth this year. The Perth trip is on the cards. Just going to make sure I time it up, get to go to a Wildcats game in a K jersey. I have to eat crow. He was fucking great this tournament. I still feel like Jonah Bolden adds like a weird extra element that would have probably made breaking case of emergency Nick Kay even like, you know, more of a sort of niche thing. But Nick Kay really fucking stepped up and that was awesome. So yes, I'm still going to go to a Wildcats game in a Nick Kay jersey and I will document it by doing some video, some live stuff. That'll be fun. But the other half of if we medal, the big promise is out there. Am I going to get a Jingles tattoo? Yeah, nah, not yet. Look, it was if they medal, an old mate might fucking divorce me if I just go and get a Joe Ingles tattoo for shits and jingles. You know? Shits and jingles. I like that one. But look, I'm 100% convinced that I'm going to end up with a Joe Ingles tattoo anyway. So just bear with me. Nice one. Any other questions? Let me know via Twitter. And oh yeah, now I'm later this week. All right, unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please.
Look at me, look at me. It hurts. It hurts. I don't know, man, but did everyone, did anyone else kind of feel like this loss was vaguely inevitable too? It's just the history of this team. Fourth place, like our hopes were raised and then dashed quite expertly by Lemanis, and he's just like, ah! Shitting the bed. You know, I went into this France game going, look, it's super fucking hard to beat the same team twice in the same tournament. We see it in the Football World Cup. We see it even in the NFL season. It's really hard to beat the same team twice. That we didn't have Jingles, Deli, Bangers firing at all, basically, throughout the sort of run. Look, Jingles got on a run in this game, but then it all sort of just dissipated. But either way, after the Czech Republic game, it always felt a little bit tumultuous. We were right there. We were just right there in that Spain game. We closed that out. Wow, does it become a different story. But then after we lose that game, you just sort of felt like, oh, just the little sort of niggle in the back of your head. We never dominated a team all tournament. There were always just a few too many questions floating around about the way they played with the turnovers, the rebounding, the scoring behind Patty. And yeah, all the issues basically raised their ugly fucking head against France, didn't they? But they were so, like, this is the problem. This is the most maddening part of watching the Boomers is they played so fucking well in the first 2.5 quarters of this game. And then it all just fell apart in the last 15 minutes. So you can see what they're capable of. And then you can also see what they're capable of. So look, it was kind of there. We knew it might still happen and it did. But yes, and this is going to be the unpopular opinion of the day. We should all be proud. Super fucking proud. But this should also be the utter fucking baseline for expectations. We should always be in a hunt for the fucking, like, a medal at a World Cup or an Olympics now. And we should be winning them. So it's fair to come out of this World Cup feeling hurt, disappointed, a bit pissy. Because we're fans. We're only fucking human, mate. Like, you invest so much of yourself into this run. And I don't know about you, but like, I don't have a fucking NBA team. Seattle, I've got my Sean Kemp fucking poster on the wall. I've got a Nate McMillan one next to that. I've got a signed Gary Payton thing. I've got my fucking Sean Kemp jersey over my left shoulder. But Seattle doesn't exist. I don't go for fucking OKC. I've got like my likes, some of my allegiances. And that's why, you know, I fucking love the NBA. Never too high, never too low. And this, it's Australia. Fucking love Australia. It's got its problems. But I love its basketball team. I love its people. And we should be expecting to go out and kick ass. None of this shrinking violet. Ah! We proved that we can take it to the best in our business. Yeah, no shit. You know who doesn't think like that? Fucking France. Spain. The USA. They don't fucking go, oh, well, we've proven that we can stick with it at the pointy end of a tournament. No fucking shit. We've got just as many fucking NBA players going as any other country apart from obviously USA. Man, we should come out of this demanding more, wanting more. We should be out there fucking rioting, yelling about fucking Andre Lemanis' shit show of a coaching performance. We should be wanting a better coach. We should be trying to find ways to get better. We shouldn't be sitting there going, oh, well, they did really well, though. It's like, yeah, we know they did really well. This doesn't mean we don't support the Boomers. It just means that we have expectations of them doing really well. And that's what we want to support. Go fucking Australia. Love this shit. So look, what I fucking hate is people going, oh, you just can't blame the coaching. Well, I can blame a bunch of it on the coaching. I can also blame the players, but it doesn't mean I'm not supporting the Boomers. I want them to do amazing. All I want is for finding ways of doing better. There you go. All right. Jesus, getting heated up in here. Outback Takeout's time. All right. Come on in to Outback. It's Monday at Outback Takeout's, and you know what that means. Alice Springs Chicken. That's right. Davo's hit a fucking emu in his rodeo over the weekend. Chucked it in the back and brought her in here. Goes great as a flame-grilled take. Alice Springs Chicken, only at Outback. And today's flame-grilled take is... The Australian Boomers tanked these last two games to get the rest of the world complacent heading into Tokyo 2020 when we fucking blindside everyone and roll to the gold medal. Only at Outback. Love it. All right, and we're going to finish up with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, where it's actually going to be a genuinely inspiring Creek Freak Instagram, where it's a picture of Creaky in that 55 jersey. I got to get one of those. And Creaky, the Creek Freak, friend of the program, Mitch Creek, captioned the photo of him in the Boomers jersey saying, coming up short means you've only got more distance to cover until you reach your dreams. Hashtag never give up. Hashtag Boomers. Fucking hell, that might be one of the most inspiring fucking things we've ever had on the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. But Patty Mills as well, you're an inspiring gentleman. His stuff as well on the Instagram has been incredible. Green and gold on your bowler. Love you, Patty. Love you, Creaky. Great job, everybody. Amazing stuff. All right. So there you go. That's the end of the World Cup. And look, we'll probably have a Kappa show for this week. So that's it for this week. That's it for the World Cup coverage. Thank you for sticking with it. Vaguely sorry for being so scattered and shit, but I explained earlier, I've got a couple of good reasons. Incredible showing by the Boomers. It was amazing to follow along. It was amazing to go to the games in Melbourne. Just incredible, incredible. Getting a sense of the basketball community in Australia, following the Boomers minute in, minute out. Thanks for following on Twitter, Facey, all the comments, all the encouragement. All the kind words of the World Cup game wrap-up write-ups that I've been doing and stuff like that. That's been amazing. Thanks heaps. The interactions on Twitter and shit have been great too. So I really appreciate it. Don't ever fucking think that I don't, all right? Oh, now I'm going to fucking tear up. Look, I mentioned we'll probably be back at the end of this week, I think, with a guest. And then we're going to get stuck into the NBA preview stuff. And when we get to about a month out, we have a giant, huge new project to roll off, and I hope you get involved in that, so that'll be really fun. All right, in the meantime, so make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're all over the socials all the time. Still, doesn't matter, the World Cup's over. Get around NBAAustralia.com, smash the giant Amazon button, bottom right-hand corner. go buy some shit. They kick us a shekel or two on the back end. Chuck us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever app that you use on your Android phone, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. We're all over that shit. Get around it. Rate and review. It helps out heaps. Come on, man. I'm not asking you to pay for anything, so just help us out, would you? Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is the best Australian album of the year. Fuck, it's awesome. And the new DZ Death Rays is really good too. Anyway, just saying. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Shedder, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Go buy their shit on Bandcamp. Check them out on Facey. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And NBA Australia supports Australian basketball. It's been an amazing couple of weeks. Looking forward to kicking into this next NBA season with all y'all. All right, man. I'm going to finish up with a brand new Deli review. And we will talk to yous later this week, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later! Oh, son! Well done, Boomers! Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's your old mate Deli over here. Oh, geez, yep, still in China. We lost in that fucking bronze medal game. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm still a bit shit-faced. Look, I don't know how he managed it, but the big fella, Bogey, managed to smuggle in, I reckon, like a bunch of fucking Corona tinnies out of nowhere. This fella's got fucking hookups everywhere, mate. He's like, oh, my cousin, bro. He's got, like, some mates over here that have some good shit. And I'm like, oh, you're a fucking legend, Bogey. Can I smash one of them? And end up, like, smashing about 400 of the fucking things. So my head's a bit big. Oh, feeling pretty rough, mate. And look, so I was going to do, like, a new big fucking pop culture reviews for you this week. But, like, with all the, like, basketball and shit we've had to play over the last, like, 2 weeks, the World Cup and stuff. All I've managed to do is, like, watch the first episode of Mindhunter Season 2. And I fucking love Mindhunter. Like, if you remember from, like, last season where I fucking would lose my mind over Mindhunter, like, each week I'd be like, oh, fuck, did you watch, like, episode 4 of Mindhunter? Fucking mental, bro. Like, there's some bloke, like, jerking off into a shoe and shit. I'm like, fuck, this show's sick, bro. Anyway, so, like, I watched the first episode and, like, I was, like, on the bus to, like, Beijing and shit, and we were like, all right, better smash one of these ones. Oh, fuck, Mindhunter. Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't know what the fuck was going on because I never watched the recap. And it's been a while, you know, so you sometimes get a bit lost. You're like, fuck, what happened in the first season again? I'm like, oh, yeah, the shoe jacking off dickhead. And also, like, the serial killers and stuff. And then, like, at the end of the first season, oh, nah. And then I sort of slowly started remembering and shit. So, yeah, it's all good. But anyway, look, it started off pretty fucking great. Can't wait to watch the rest of it. So there's my pop culture review for this week. Mindhunter. It's sick as. But otherwise, I fucking really wish I wasn't so hungover today. It's been amazing, though. I got some words of encouragement from my best mate back home, Plugger. He reckons all of Maribara's been behind me. Look, and I know that, look, the Boomers, I mean, people might be disappointed and shit, but we gave our fucking all. We played hard. And we did our fucking best, you know? So, look, fair credit to the boys. We absolutely smashed it. It was a great couple of weeks. Didn't come up with the medal that we wanted. But, look, we'll look forward to Tokyo next year. Hopefully we'll win the fucking gold. So, all right, I'm going to go over, lay down, and take a fucking, like, couple of dissolvable Panadols. And just have a bit of a deli kit because I'm fucking hurting. It's just a lot of fucking dumplings and a lot of fucking Tsing Tao, and then those Corona tinnies are really dumb me in, you know? Alright, so, look, back next week with a real actual fucking pop culture review, maybe more of Mindhunter. What do you reckon? Sounds good? Alright, until then, go Boomers! That was fucking sick as. Hopefully we can do better than fourth next time. Love all your guts. Alright, later cunts, Deli out!